Come on, you guys. That's great. I actually forgot you were playing a banjo when my eyes were closed because it was so... That was something. That was very good.
It's good if when you're playing a banjo, if you can make people forget.
Dave Rawlings Machine with us here at 90.7 FM WFUV. Great performance. Thank you, everybody.
Well, thanks so much for having us, Rita. That we
is
love
good.
Being here.
That is good stuff, man. So before we set you free, let's talk music for a minute. You know, I got, for the first time seeing you guys last night, I was feeling, and maybe it was me, a little Grateful Dead thing. And I thought to myself... Did Dave ever have a Grateful Dead thing in his life? Did you ever have like a dead? Did you ever have a dead phase? Were you ever?
Well,
did you ever dabble in the?
Dabble in the arcane arts of the dead.
Yes.
That's funny. You know, I was aware of the Grateful Dead back in the day, and I did like some of the songs. And I knew American Beauty. I knew a couple of their records that people cite as great records, and they are great records, mm-hmm. but. Strangely, I had a deadhead roommate in college, and he had some live shows, but maybe not the right ones. So I never went all the way down that tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And but strangely, I'm in a little bit of the Grateful Dead tunnel right now because
interesting.
Thanks to a rival type of radio that you can get anywhere in the country in your car. There's actually an all Grateful Dead station, and so I've been listening. To quite a few live shows recently, you know, listening to some of the great stuff from the, you know, the early 70s and some from the mid and late 70s. I think 77 is a pretty good year. And I've been sort of more invested mm-hmm. lately, so it's not surprising that it's maybe coming out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to play too much like Jerry, but boy, he played great.
Yeah, he sure did. You know, I mean, I was never like a big deadhead, but of course, a huge appreciator and all that, and have always... had like friends who were but I don't know what it was about last night, but something hit me. I just
it's funny because I don't think we even played any songs, but it might be seeping in there. I mean the catalog is just terrific mm-hmm. too when you start hearing those shows and mm-hmm. really hearing how many good tunes they had. I'm definitely guilty. I confess.
Hey, we're gonna let you play DJ now.
Ah, well, you know, we were talking about sort of those early days before I played guitar and when I was hearing music that sort of affected me, and I should have mentioned sort of what kind of profound effect hearing Neil's version of Cortez the Killer had on my musical brain. It's a little boy lying on the carpet, you know, looking at the winter sun coming in through the window and listening to 4 minutes of intro or however long it is before he sings a note. So why don't you let the listeners enjoy some 70s Cortez the Killer.
And here it is with our thanks to Dave Rawlings Machine.